Lisa Harrell, and then Lonnie London. All right. Any others tonight?
I have a praise item. Eddie Vaughn, my grandson, had a COVID test and it came out negative.
Amen.
Stand with us in this evening. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Go ahead, Brother Jerry, if you would open us tonight.
Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful once again to be back in thy house, Lord. We ask thee now to be with us as we get into our lesson tonight. Lord, we pray for the pastors and pray for the messages tonight, Lord. Bless each one who's here, Lord. These things we ask in thy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. You may said you better come over here.
Let me get a chair and come out here.
Yeah. Bring you over here.
Down here, you talking about?
That's what I pushed to make it stop recording.
That's getting pretty close to you.
On sermon audio, I don't have it going to Facebook right now.
I know it.
Yeah.
Since Lynette has an uncle. He's passed away. His name was Leroy, and he'd get happy to preach. And I sit on the outside aisle in the church. And one Sunday morning before Sunday school started, he got happy in the spirit. And I mean, here he come. He's a preaching. He's going. And the next thing I know, he had a size 14 hand. And he comes up and he goes, "That's right, ain't it, brother?" Man, I mean, tell you, nailed me in the back. I couldn't. I tell you. Maybe I had a broken rib or something for a while, but
do you know Betty that better?
Huh?
You know Betty that better?
Danny?
No, Betty.
I can't remember that I ever met Sister Betty, but
they
I know.
Was, anyhow, they were here one night, and brother Kay's daddy was Kay Vine, her dad was sitting back here, and she was trying to get him saved, talking to him. And he was paying her total attention. She said, "How long slept him once ever sat here?" And listen to me.
It didn't do any good.
Not too. Let's do it. Turn to page 81. We'll do that at Calvary. ask me not. Do not. See if we can pull off 1048. Sweet Fire Brigade.
Don't know, we'll give it a try.
Gates are open. Oh, wait, never mind. Hang on. I gotta read them right. Heaven's gates I now can see as they open wide for me.
I wouldn't miss it, would you? I wouldn't miss it, would you? When our work here is done and our life crown is won, I wouldn't miss it, would you? All our sorrows will end and our voices will blend. I wouldn't miss it, would you? I wouldn't miss it, would you? I wouldn't miss it, would you? When the devil is bound and our children walk around, I wouldn't miss it, would you?
United States goes to church. 90% no. And how many out of that 10% really love God? You know, it's easy to come into a church that loves God and say, I love you, brother, I love you, sister, I hug your neck, or whatever. But then when you get out there, that's where the true mark of a Christian is. And the one that can really take the slap in the face or whatever and still stand up and say, I love God, I don't know about you, but I do. I love every brother and sister in this church and everywhere else that I go to. If you say you're a Christian, now you're my brother, or you're my sister, and I love you. And that don't mean I just love you here or there. I love you all the way up to Jesus and all the way down to the devil, or whatever distance they are in between. I love God tonight. I'm sure thankful God has allowed me to be here. Are you singing your song? Would you love? Would you love? Would you love? Not just
I can take a heart that's broken, make it over again, but I know a man who can. I can take a soul that's sensitive, make it white as the snow, but I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men.
Bibles out, if you would, go with us over to the book of John, the 11th chapter. We're going to look for a few moments tonight at the resurrection of Lazarus. And I know that all of us know this story, so we're not going to spend a long time in this, but just looking at a few things. So if you would, stand with us tonight as we go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll go into the reading of the Word. John chapter 11. Father, tonight we thank you, Lord, for your love, mercy, and grace. Thank you, dear God, tonight for being everything that we need. And Lord, tonight I would that we would heed to that, surrender to that, and follow it. God, that we would embrace you with all of our heart, all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our mind. Lord, asking you tonight that you would just draw us close to thee, one to another. Hide us, Father, behind thy cross and in thy word. And we'll give you glory for it, Father, tonight in Jesus' holy, holy name. And amen. Amen. You may be seated this evening. We know all about this scripture here because it's read, it's preached, it's taught. It's one of those things that I guess, you know, most folks would say, well, where's the shortest verse in the Bible? And they would look into the 11th chapter of the book of John. And they'll read the words, Jesus wept. That's the whole verse in and of itself. In verse 35, Jesus wept. That's one of the reasons they know about this chapter. The other is because of the resurrection of Lazarus. And I've heard many preachers preach on verse 43. And it said, when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And the proclamation there is that if he was to have called out and just simply said, come forth, that there would have been many that would have come out of the graves, because that's the power of his voice, that all the dead would have rose at that time and came forth. So he specifically called Lazarus. And then we know about Mary and Martha, how that they're crying, they're saddened by the fact that Jesus had not been there for 4 days after that they sent for him, and Lazarus, or longer than that, and Lazarus is now dead. And this is what I want to look at tonight. So if you would go with me back over into verse 22. And she says, Martha says, or verse 21, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now whatsoever thou shalt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection in the last days. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever believeth or liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said to him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. If you would just hang with me for a couple of moments tonight and think about this thought. She said, but I know that whatsoever thou ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And we all know this, that in the latter times, whenever the end shall be, that everybody will live at one point or time. I say this, everybody will have an eternal life, whether they be in heaven or they be in hell, will be the choices that we make while we're here. It'll be our decision whether we go to be with God or we go to be with the devil. It's going to be based upon that, because the Bible has said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so you and I tonight have the choice set before us, and I hope that we've already made that decision long ago. But if not, the decision is still there tonight to be made. Whether we'll accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our life, be born again, not of the water, but of the blood and of the Spirit, of being born again in Christ Jesus, being that new creature which God desires for us to have become. And I believe it's just set out there, I guess you might say, I want to say for the grabbing, but for the asking, that if we will ask God, God will give it to you and I. And so all the songs that we sing tonight are based upon this fact that one day we're going to live with God. I mean, why would we glorify God in song? Why would we glorify God in testimony if we're not going to live? If we're not going to be with God? I don't know anybody tonight that is in hell, and let me just say it this way. I don't know who is or who isn't there. That's between them and God. But this aspect, this, that I know some folks who died, who if they didn't change in the moments of time, if God gave them the last few moments of their life, of breath, there's somehow, some way, and they changed right then. There are some folks that I know who are in hell, but I don't know that for sure, other than that thought process there. But there's nobody there tonight singing praises to God. There's nobody there tonight singing He Set Me Free or Victory in Jesus or At Calvary. Nobody singing Little as Much if God is in it, if you stop to think about it tonight. One of these days we're going to die in this body, but we're going to live an eternal body. You think about tonight, this aspect here, they were concerned about the physical death. Jesus is more concerned about the spiritual death. Because the spiritual death is the one that is permanent. If you are spiritually dead and you leave this physical life, you will spend in hell, or spend an eternity in hell. But if you are spiritually alive when you leave this physical life, you'll spend eternity in heaven. Those are the only two choices that any of us have. I was thinking on the way down this morning, you know, if God is not alive, if God is dead, there's no reason to be here. But if God is alive, then we have to consider this aspect. If God is alive, is what He said in His Word true? And I believe He is, and I believe it is, and therefore I want to live in order to please the Lord. I heard Phil Robertson say one time, or Robertson, I guess, the duck guy, who, anyways, he was talking about the counting of time, and I used this the other day with somebody, and I said, you know, I said a lot of people believe in God, but they just don't believe in following God. But yet all those who say they don't believe in God or don't believe in Jesus and don't believe in salvation and stuff, all of those every year celebrate New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I mean, you just stop and think about it. Whether you celebrate Christmas or you don't celebrate Christmas is based upon whether you believe in Jesus or you don't believe in Jesus. But as far as the New Year's, the whole world has recognized that January 1st has come and gone. And as we go through, we're counting down the days. And sooner or later, at some point in time, there's going to be another New Year day coming through there if God tarries. And they'll celebrate again a New Year's Eve and a New Year's Day. And that's all based upon Jesus, by the way. Why are we counting time by a man who does not exist according to most people? Because He did exist. He does exist. And He always will exist. And in this, I asked him, I said, so if that is the case, what will you do with Jesus, the one who caused us to start counting time? Just stop to think about it. The decision set before us tonight is life and death. The determination that we have made in our lives is that we want to live forever with God. We want to be forever in heaven. I want to go where eternity is sweet, not where it's hot. And in so tonight, I believe in these words when he said unto her, thy brother shall live, rise again. I know because I've read the whole scripture. I can see the aspect of Martha there when she says, well, I know that he will rise or live in the day of resurrection, last day. Jesus was talking about now, but I can see the understanding why she was saying, well, Lord, I know that he believed in you. And I know that he believes in the resurrection. I know that this is going to come to pass.
But then the next words that Jesus say are in verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth, catch that, liveth. Lazarus was dead, but yet while he was alive, believed in Jesus. And then Jesus puts it out to you and I that whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. We're going to live forever. The end of my physical life is the beginning of my eternal life, and I will tell you, the one outweighs the other by far, although I've never experienced it. I know this, that in this life, I love my family, I love my wife, I love my children. I mean, I love my brothers and sisters. There's nothing like them. And my church family, I love y'all. But one of these days, I'm going to get to go be with my loved Savior. That's going to be something far more significant, far more better. We can't even comprehend the magnificence of that. And so when we stop to think about it tonight, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And then he asked the question, believest thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Is he our Christ? Because he is the Son of God. He has come into the world. He is coming back. And it is up to us, and it's for us to believe, not just believe, but to follow. And you can go on down and read the rest of what happened here. They went to the tomb where he lay. Look at very carefully this. And I said this while ago in the clarification and the thought process of it. He said in verse 43, and when he had thus spoken after his prayer, he said, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And we know tonight again, because he cried, Lazarus, Lazarus came forth. Specifically, Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha. Were there other Lazaruses probably at that time who may have died? Probably so. They always gave them family names. But at this point, this when he calls Lazarus, it is this specific Lazarus. And I said that if he had called out, come forth, the graves would have burst and people would have come out because that's the power of God. Well, one day, that's exactly what he's going to do. We sing the song, son, go bring my children home. Can you imagine Jesus coming back on the clouds of glory? The trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up and meet him in the air. We're going to notice what trumpet is sounding. Now think about that for just a second. People play trumpets every day, right? I mean, they're played everywhere at all times. It seems like there's somebody somewhere probably tonight playing a trumpet, but nobody's coming out of the grave there. But when the trumpet of God is sound, that's going to be a trumpet that wakes the dead. And they're not dead in this aspect, that they're dead, but just that body is dead. Church, you and I have a whole lot to live for, and we've got a long time to live if we live for the right one. But I'm going to tell you something. There, even though you're alive, there is no living in hell. It's death. It's separation from God. It's eternity long. There's the Bible called, I mean, I don't think that we could understand weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. I don't think we can comprehend the agony of separation. Seeing comforted loved ones, and yet we're tormented. And furthermore, I'll just be honest with you tonight, I don't want to. My prayers, like Paul's, my prayers and heart's desires that people would be saved. He said that Israel might be saved. Mine is that people might be saved. Israel included, all those here. brothers and sisters, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, friends, loved ones that we know, don't know, family, extended family, however you want to look at it, it would, I cannot comprehend, and I know it's hard for any of us to do this because it's just, it's an impossibility for us to comprehend a loved one not getting to go be with God, or people dying and going to hell, choosing hell over heaven doesn't make any sense. The sad part of reality is that has happened. The good news is it doesn't happen, have to happen to us. Set your eyes on the Lord, follow Him, love Him, honor Him, glorify Him, magnify Him. Live for Him, live with Him, He will live within you. We'll be a lot better off when we close our eyes in the physical death, knowing that our spiritual life has just begun in Christ Jesus. Would you stand with us tonight? Most heavenly, gracious Heavenly Father, we love you tonight and thank you, Lord. We praise you, dear God, for all that you do and all that you've done, all that you will do. Lord, tonight we ask that we put our faith and our trust in Thee and Thee alone. God, uncompromisingly, unwaveringly, dear God, standing true, faithful, and firm for you. Dear Lord, tonight I pray that you just help us in our weakest areas, continue to strengthen us in our strengthening areas, draw us close one to another, one to you. Father, we ask and we pray tonight in Christ's holy, holy name. Amen. Anything anybody wants to say tonight? All right. Be live, Lord willing, Wednesday night on sermon audio, possibly Facebook. Ned is trying her best to figure out the ULR, ICD codes, and BYU thing. I don't know what there is there, getting all that together. And, also trying to, we're trying to find a good solid mic that one Sister Tanya bought for us, worked great and wonderful, and all of a sudden just went. And we looked up reviews, sis, the average life of that thing is 3 to 6 months.
Oh.
Even though it's got a 1-year warranty.
Okay.
But the people who used the warranty said it was more difficult to use the warranty than it was to purchase a new mic. But it was great. I mean, it worked fine, and now we're trying to find something compatible that'll last. I mean, because that thing sit there and just... So, anyways, we'll get all that put together and get that figured out. But remember one another. Anything else? Brother Don, will you dismiss us?